The Anchorage Economic Development Corporation hosted Anchorage's first ever Mini Maker Fair at the Lusac Library on Saturday. The Maker Fair is a gathering of crafters, engineers, and tinkerers launched in California in 2006 and now taking place in cities across the world. The AEDC hopes the fair will help boost innovation and industry across Alaska. APRN's Sarah Bernard reports.
A pulse engine is an engine with no moving parts, built entirely from the physical principle of thermodynamics, if I understand it correctly.
Homemade engines, robots that toss frisbees, and sculptures that shoot flames are some of the more colorful displays at Anchorage's first Mini Maker Fair. Anchorage Economic Development Corporation Vice President John Bittner helped spearhead the event, which may be a little hard to define for the uninitiated.
It's not a science fair. It's not a farmer's market. It's a showcase for all the amazing, innovative, and creative things that people do in their spare time that they're so good at and want to share with the community.
Things like an Eiffel Tower made of cardboard or an interactive instrument called a slapophone. This weekend's Maker Fair also marked the launch of Alaska Entrepreneurship Week, a statewide event put on by AEDC that runs through August 4th. Bittner says it's all part of the organization's effort to reach Alaska's entrepreneurs and innovators.
What we found was a lot of people were doing amazing things, but they were sort of doing them by themselves. They didn't know that other people were also working on really interesting projects. And so what we realized was Anchorage and Alaska don't have an entrepreneur problem. We have a community problem. And so we set out to really create a startup community through events like this and the Alaska Hackathon and other such events during Entrepreneurship Week.
The third Alaska Hackathon takes place on August 3rd and 4th at a new collaborative art space called Anchorage Community Works. It brings together computer programmers and web developers to work on data projects for nonprofit and government agencies. Bittner says he hopes events like the Maker Fair and the Hackathon will help grow a budding technology industry in Anchorage and beyond.
You know, we thought that it would be almost impossible to do tech industry and manufacturing here in Alaska. I mean, that's sort of the traditional wisdom. But realistically, these people are out there doing it every day. I mean, the hackathons have been wildly successful. 30, 40, 50 coders come out all the time. It's all doable. It's just we have to recognize what's going on in our community and the potential.
Anchorage Maker Fair, everybody. Holy moly, look at that.
The fair's dozen presenters included Justin Renfro, a business development manager for Kiva Zip, a new project at Kiva, a micro-lending site that helps individual lenders connect with entrepreneurs. Kiva Zip recently partnered with AEDC and several other groups in Alaska to help find and fund startups across the state. Renfro says Alaska is primed to get this kind of thing going.
Alaska has more lenders per capita on Kiva than any other state in the entire country. So it's clearly a place where there's a strong community, there's a lot of entrepreneurship, there's a huge need for a program like Kiva Zip to help all of these entrepreneurs and small business owners grow and start, and we want to just foster that.
Here we go.
Other events during Alaska Entrepreneurship Week include a programming workshop and several opportunities for entrepreneurs to pitch their ideas to investors. In Anchorage, I'm Sarah Bernard.